Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen, producer Jesse Wiza. It is Friday. This is 1320 WILS. Thank you for joining us tonight. Probation for killing over a dozen dogs. Yes, that's what former MSU medical student Andrew Thomas got this week. We'll find out exactly how that happened. And a critical vote in Greece this weekend that could have an impact not only on Europe, but on the U.S. economy also. I'll be joined by the director of MSU's International Business Center to talk about that. But first, Congress didn't move ahead with the DREAM Act in 2010. So today, President Obama took matters into his own hands and announced a program that defers deportation for some illegal immigrants. It's caused a stir on both sides of the illegal immigration debate. To talk about it, I'm joined by Casey McAlpin. He's the president of U.S. Inc. up in Petoskey. Casey, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you.
So tell me first, what is U.S. Inc. and how did you get drawn into this issue of illegal immigration living up in Petoskey?
Well, it just so happens that our founder lives in Petoskey and has a kind of a broad view of the world and a deep understanding of world history. So that's how come we happen to be here. We're an educational foundation that's concerned and studies immigration and its impact on the United States and also assimilation policy and conservation issues.
I see. Now, the announcement today is that when it comes to illegal immigrants who are 30 years of age or younger and who have arrived in the U.S. before they turn 16, they can potentially defer, it's a two-year period of time, defer deportation if they become involved in the program, even get a work permit. What is your initial reaction to that?
Well, to us, this is very troubling. And it's troubling because, just as you said in your introduction, the president is justifying his actions on the basis that Congress refused to go along with what he wanted when he proposed legislation last year. And so now he's just issuing a decree. And to us, this is bypasses the Constitution, bypasses Congress, and is really breaks his oath of office when he swore to uphold and defend the laws of the United States. Whether he agrees with them or not.
What about the idea, though, that you have young children that were brought to this country, grew up going to American schools, and that they, in many ways, are American? They've been educated in our educational systems. Do you think that is a good idea for at least this segment of illegal immigrants to give them a chance to defer deportation and to potentially be able to work?
Well, I'm very sympathetic with the plight of people that are in that position. They are paying a price for their parents' decision to break our laws. But that same thing happens when people decide to rob banks or commit murders or do other things. There's innocent people that depend on them that get harmed as a result. But the critical thing here, again, is this is this is, in our view, is a violation of the Constitution, and it breaks faith with the American people and is going to aggravate a crisis that we already face with employment in this country, because this is going to add another million legal workers and visa holders to the 20 million people that are now out of work or looking for jobs. So it's going to make it harder for Americans to find jobs. It's going to reward people for illegal activity, even though it wasn't committed by them. And, you know, the Department of Homeland Security is contradicting itself. It says they're going to consider things on a case-by-case basis, which is impossible to do with a million people.
Yeah, but
and they're giving this blanket kind of de facto amnesty to whole categories of people.
But hasn't the Obama administration been very aggressive in pursuing illegal immigrants? And in 2011, there was actually a record set of deportation, over 396 people. Over 400,000 are expected to be deported this year. I mean, isn't the position of the administration to aggressively get especially what they view as dangerous and criminal illegal aliens out of the country? And is this not a potentially good balance to that approach?
Well, balance or not, it's the actions of somebody that we should be very concerned about, just deciding to issue a decree and sign an executive order if they can't get something through Congress. This is not the way that our you know, checks and balances is supposed to work. But beyond that, the point that you make is, and I would like to talk about that, there's a lot of critics of the Obama administration's policy on the deportations, because a lot of those numbers we think are really generated artificially by catching and releasing and catching again, putting people just across the border, catching them as they come back through. That in fact, Border Patrol agents tell us they've been told, not to really enforce the law, not to apprehend too many illegal aliens. And so there's a lot of controversy about their claims to make record deportations. We are in support of that, especially for criminals. And there is some evidence that they have done a good job in terms of trying to deport some of the worst-case criminals mm-hmm. aggressively. But I think the statistics you have to take with a grain of salt. So, but balance aside, again, this is not just the president's decision and his cabinet and the interest groups that are pressuring him. There is a system in this country, a legal system, that involves Congress, the president, the courts, in checks and balances to come to a consensus before decisions like this are made.
But he's not the first president to take an action on his own terms that the Congress hasn't been complying with him.
Well, on this scope and this, yes, I would say I don't know of a single instance that I'm aware of in history where this kind of a sweeping thing that is going to affect not only the millions of people who are going to get permission to stay here now, but also incur enormous costs, because they're going to have to process these applications, design the system.
That's certainly true. There's a lot of cost involved there. I'm talking to Casey McAlpin. He's the president of U.S. Inc. Ultimately, though, don't you agree that illegal immigrants, many of them actually provide a huge boost to our economy? They do jobs that don't you think in many cases are actually being taken advantage of by businesses? They do work that, out in the fields, many times getting paid very low wages. Aren't all these factors, shouldn't they be considered when we look at the immigration issue and maybe consider that, that they're not necessarily taking away from the country as much?
Well, first of all, businesses do take advantage of illegal aliens, but up here in this area, for instance, very few illegal aliens. Americans up here do practically every job that you can think of. There are some migrant workers involved in agriculture up here, but in places where they have conducted roundups, raids, and found employers that have hired large numbers of illegal aliens around the country, Americans have lined up, and many of those are minorities and low-income Americans have lined up to take those jobs. And there's no question the National Science Foundation did a study back in the late 1990s that said, yes, the presence of illegal aliens depresses jobs and wages and makes it unattractive in many cases for American workers to take those jobs. But there's, industry after industry, from meat packing to the whole hotel service industry, in many cases there have been whole takeovers by illegal immigrants in those industries, and they have depressed wages and working conditions, and they have displaced legal Americans and legal immigrants from those jobs. In agriculture, the cost of agricultural labor is a small component of the cost of the produce you buy in the grocery store. And, if they paid decent wages, which they used to do in California's Central Valley, you wouldn't notice practically the difference. But what has happened today is employers employ that cheap labor, and then they want the rest of us taxpayers to subsidize it because they get subsidized housing.
Understood. We obviously are on a clock, but I do want to ask you then, what do you see as a reasonable solution to dealing with the tens of millions of illegal immigrants in the U.S.? Do you realistically think we could pursue deporting all of them?
Well, yes, and not been a massive roundup. Nobody's advocating that. Nobody's advocating something disruptive like that. But there is a bill in Congress that the House Judiciary Chairman Lamar Smith has sponsored called E-Verify, which would require employers to verify the legal status of their employees through an automated, you know, system over the Internet. It's very efficient, takes 30 seconds to do. It's simple, it's cheap, and it's already voluntary, and many, many employers already use it because it gets them off the hook of protection, and that verifies the validity of the Social Security numbers that impose. And that would encourage people to voluntarily to leave and go home, you know, to their home countries where they came from.
But that, and, that's a, well, I want to get to that point, because don't you think this issue is a little more subtle than just one big group of people? When you talk about going back home, I mean, if you're dealing with someone that was brought to America as a child, speaks English as their language, grew up going to school in the U.S., isn't the U.S. essentially their home, and shouldn't they, just as this program encourages, be treated differently than maybe those that just arrived here a year or two ago?
Well, you know, perhaps so. But if so, Senator Marco Rubio in Florida and other senators in the Senate on both sides of the aisle were looking at trying to find something like you suggest, a compromise that might provide some limited relief and do it constitutionally and legally. And you know, maybe that is an approach there that might have merit if it was going to be controlled in such a way that it wouldn't adversely hurt unemployed Americans' opportunities to get jobs, wouldn't bring in millions of additional family members that would qualify for legal status because this was given to somebody who, like you said, came here as a small child.
Although it is clear at this point that nothing was going to move through Washington right now. I mean, at this point, the president and Congress can't agree on anything, right?
Well, yeah, and that's a big problem, I think, if we think about politics in general. But but that's not the first time that we've had, you know, disagreement and an impasse in Congress over major issues. What is deeply upsetting to us and to many people, and the House Judiciary Committee chairman today issued a statement condemning it as the action is unconstitutional also. And it really is something that anybody, wherever you stand on this issue, whether you think it's a good thing or a bad thing, it is a very deeply troublesome and dangerous thing for a president to take this kind of action.
Only 30 seconds left, but tell me, politically, do you think this is going to be a positive thing for the president? Obviously, the accusation is out there that there's a political motive here. Do you think it will win him more votes than it will lose him?
I think it's going to lose him more votes than it will win him. It's going to be very popular with Hispanic activists and the leaders of some of these Hispanic interest group organizations who have been pushing and agitating for this, and some others that seem to see some benefit. But many Hispanic Americans themselves, through their votes, have shown that they're not really enthusiastic about this kind of approach. And like I say, when people understand, as unemployment continues to stay at very high levels, and the economy stays in this very difficult position we're
right,
in, this
right.
is not going to be seen as helpful by people regardless of,
sure.
of their background.
Although, of course, illegal immigrants are not the primary cause of our economic conditions.
No,
right.
I'm not trying to
We agree
that.
With that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Casey McAlpin, he's the president of U.S. Inc. He's up in Petoskey. Casey, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We'll get another perspective next from Susan Reed at the Michigan Immigrants' Rights Center in Kalamazoo. That is next. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.